following Daf Yomi consists of several parts. It begins with the Daf Yomi recorded today, continues on with a quick review that allows you to go over the entire Daf in just 5 minutes, and then concludes with the last cycle's Daf Yomi, which you may enjoy more simply because there are different participants, has a different ambience. Enjoy! Today's Daf in Masechet Menachot is Daf Pei Dalet. We're holding at two dots, one third of the way down. It's non-hot. So yesterday we learned the mitzvah to bring the lechem of the shtei lechem and the omer, dafka from Eretz Yisrael and dafka min Achadash. And then we found that's the Mishnah. And then we found that there were two further shitot among the Tanaim, according to one of which it's even efsher to bring from Chutz Laaretz, so because he darshans that Chadash is also Chutz Laaretz, and according to the other, it doesn't even have to be min Achadash, and that's only lemitzvah. Today we're going to go on with the assumption that we do need Chadash, certainly that we don't have the options open to us lechatchila to bring from elsewhere, and therefore we get into the question, what happens during Shnat HaShmita? Where lechora, during Shnat HaShmita, we don't have where to bring our Omer and Shtei Lechem from. This of course is directly nogea the question that we just had. I mean, if we could bring it even from Chutz Laaretz, so lechora there would be no problem. We could bring it from Chutz Laaretz where there is no dinner of Shmita. No, it's usur to bring. How are you going to have it? It's usur svichin or asurin and shomer is usur. So what are you going to bring it from? Maybe the Svichin, okay, the Rabbanon were Gezer. But in any event, Lamaisa, the Mishnah says that what they used to do is they would pay, Bezdin would pay people to watch the Sodais so that they could use the Svichin for the Omer and the Shtei Lechem. Now that raises some red flags. But let's take a look first at the Mishnah that we have in Shkalim. So the Mishnah says there that Shomrei Sefichin B'Shevi'it Notlin Secharan B'Trumat HaLishka. So they're paid out of the Trumat HaLishka. And there we were talking about various things that Bezdin defined as being taken from the Trumat HaLishka. This was one of them. Rami Le Rami Bar Chama or Rav Chista. So Rami Bar Chama points out a contradiction between this mission and a bride. Here in the mission it says, how is it possible that we should be able to bring from the Peirot that we are going to now use for the Omer from Shemita if it says, Beferish Vaita Shabbat Aretz Lachem La'Ochala? The only thing that Shemitah is usable for is eating and not burning. And here what you're going to be doing is taking these se'orim for the Omer and you're going to be burning them in the Mizbeach. We're certainly not going to say, Legabi, this halacha, that the Achilat HaMizbeach is called Lo'ochla, because it's Lecha Lo'ochla. We're not going to say that that includes even Achilat HaMizbeach. That's not Lecha. Before we get to this, the Kibitza, before we get to this, we have a number of issues over here, because the question is whether these perot are kosher. If the perot aren't kosher, and as we learned from Yechezkel, only things that are Mashke Yisrael can be brought on the Mizbeach. So how are we bringing this on the Mizbeach at all? So you'll recall this big machloket rishonim as to whether bichlal there's an iser diraita called shamur or not. But even on the tzad of those who hold that shamur, and these are shomrei svichi, that shamur is also aser, so you could say that perhaps they didn't, those who suggest they didn't actually keep people out. It's just that when people went in, they informed them that there's these perot, we're hoping to bring the Korban Omer from, and people would be parish miatzma. But it's not as if they were forcibly protected, in which case that isn't called shamur. Furthermore, does it suggest it's possible that the only iser, because if you're medayik and the posik and the diak of not min hashamur, it's referring to bitzira, not achila. So it could be that it's only osir to do a standard bitzira on these things, but for achila wouldn't be osir. And that's also possible. Or could be a bigger chiddush, Tosa suggests, even though we don't know of such a drasha, but since every place where the Torah mentions a loshon yachid, nizirecha, bitzirecha, so the mashmaot usually is shelcha v'lo shel hegdesh. Maybe you're doing shelcha v'lo shel tzibur. In other words, something that's being brought specifically by the tzibur is not included in the iser of shamur at all. And even, Tosfos says, even according to Rabbi Akiva, who says Svichin are Aser, in which case it would be a problem of Mashke Yisrael on the Iker growth of these things. Forget about the question of Shamur. Maybe it's Mitzvah Sebekah. And as the Torah said, that these Svichin are to be brought, because it's a Dorot Echem, as we're going to see. So it has to be brought during all of the Dorot. But my kasha is, Rami Barichama asks, my kasha is a different problem. Let's assume everything is kosher, like the Mishnah says. We're paying these guys to see to it that we're going to have Seorim to bring for the Omer. But how can we take the Kometz and put it on the Mizbeah? We're going to be Mechalal, the Kedusha Shvita, by bringing on the Mizbeah. Omar Leis, Rav Chista said to him, what's the matter with you? What are you suggesting? The Torah says, Rachmono Amar Lecha, the Dorotechem. So what? Well, you know better. If the Pesuk is Mechayev to bring it through all Dorot, obviously it includes Shemitah. So you're suggesting that what? We should cancel the Omer during Shemitah. Vat Amriti Batel. I mean, obviously you have to say it's Gezerat HaKatur, whatever you're going to say. But, I mean, what kind of question is it? Omar Leih, said Rami Bar Chama, did I ever suggest to be Mevatel anything? Mikamina Ana Livatel. All I said was, why are we bringing it from the new Tvuah? Why can't we bring it from last year's Tvuah? So all I said was, Midesh Takat. So you're saying I got to bring it from Shvius. No, it doesn't say that. It says I have to bring it during the year of Shvius. It doesn't say what to bring it from. Now, of course, this is Golesh to the question we were talking about yesterday. Can we bring it Afilu Mina Aliyah? That was a Machloket Tanaim. We're going to get to the other question. Also, Tosis actually asked, what about a bit of hell? You could even bring it. He says, you'll have to say we're not going like these Mandiyamim here. This Gemara is assuming the normative halach. We're taking for granted that, in fact, you do need to bring it for marriage. Well, we don't have that option. Now, the question is, do we have the option of bringing it that it wouldn't be chadash? It would be stored. Answers Rav Chista to him, what do you mean bring from last year? How can you bring from last year if the Torah says that it has to be Aviv Kalui Be'ej Geres Karmel Takrivet Minchat Bikurecha? That's the Omer. How can you call it Karmel? Karmel means it's still juicy, the way we use Karmel today. It's still juicy. Karmele. It's like a pillow that's filled, so it's still juicy and soft. You're going to use last year's grain? How's it going to be Carmel? Veleka, man. What if it's after the expiry date over here? What do you mean, said Rami Bar Chama? Bring it from last year's Carmel. In other words, you're suggesting that it has to now be Carmel. Maybe it has to be, the katsir has to be from the Carmel.
That stage of growth.
Yeah, so I took it from the Carmel. Now it's 10 years later. Fine, but it's the Tvuah that was Carmel. No, says Rav Chista. The Pesuk says Carmel Takriv. That means that it needs to be B'Sha'at Akrava. It needs to be Carmel. B'ina Carmel B'Sha'at Akrava. Voleka. Now you don't have Itma. Rabbi Yochanan Omer Carmel Takriv. It has to be Carmel, and therefore you can't use Eshtakat. Rabbi Elazar Omer, the reason you can't use Eshtakad is because the Torah says Reshit Kitzircha. And Reshit, in order for it to be Reshit, it's got to be coming from the new one. So Reshit Kitzircha velo Sof Kitzircha. If you're going to bring last year, it's going to be the last remaining grains of a previous Kitzira. How could you say that you're going to be Makayim the mitzvah of Reshit Kitzircha? Motiv Rabba. You are suggesting that the problem that we have is Carmel, or Reshit Kitzircha. Take a look at this Braita. The Braita darshins the Pesuk, which is surprisingly opaque, about the nature of the Omer. Never says exactly what it's talking about. It says, Ve'im takriv minchat bikurim la'ashem, aviv kalui be'esh geres karmel, takrivet minchat bikurecha. Didn't mention the word Omer once here. It's not even clear what species. So the bright darshan is like this: Ve'im takriv minchat bikurecha b'minchat haOmer akatuv medaber. The Torah is speaking over here specifically about the minchat haOmer. Mihechani ba'a min haSeorim. And it means to bring this from the Seorim. Wait a minute. Where does it say that?
That doesn't say what the species is. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, look at the word aviv that is said over here. Aviv. Aviv is interesting because it's exactly what happens with the Makat Barad. It says over there, Haseora aviv, v'hapishta giv'o. Therefore, they were the early growers and they got ruined at that time of the year by the hail, whereas later growing grains that hadn't grown yet weren't destroyed. But meanwhile, we see that the Lashon of Aviv is a reference specifically to Seorim. So Ne'amar Aviv b'Mitzrayim, and Ne'amar Aviv l'dorot, Ma Aviv amur b'Mitzrayim Seorim, Av Aviv amur l'dorot, has got to be talking about Eino Ba'al min HaSeorim. So basically, the Minchat Omer is being meramis to you with this Lashon of Aviv, that it's fresh, and Chodesh Aviv, and the Seorim of the Aviv. Rabbi Akiva Omer, Rabbi Akiva, you'll remember this drasha we spoke about. Matzino yochid shemevicho vato min achitin umevicho vato min asorim. V'av tzibur mevicho vato min achitin umevicho vato min asorim. The point is that the Torah is always providing a type of mincha that is brought for a yochid, and a type of mincha that's brought for the tzibur. So where is the chova of a yochid? The only chovot of a yochid is the minchas chot. And the other one is the Minchat Kanaut, Minchat Sota. Everything else is Nidava. The Minchat Chote is brought from Chitim, like all Korbanot. The Minchat Kanaut is brought from Seorim. We find also that there are two Minachot that are brought by the Tzibur, the Chova. One is the Minchat Shtei Alechem, which is brought from the Seorim. The other is the Minchat Ha'Omer, which is brought from the Chitim. The other is Minchat the Omer. Now, if you're going to try to say that the Omer is also brought from the Chitim, Ima Atah Omer Men Achitim, Lo Matzinu Tzibur Shemivichovato Men Asorim, then the entire parallel is broken. Davar Acher, another reason why you can't suggest that the Omer would be Chitim, is that Im Ata Omer, Omer Ba Men Achitim, then Ein Shtei Halechem Bikurim, since the Torah calls Mimoshvotechem Taviyu Lechem Tnufashtayim, that's the reference to the Shtei Alechem. And over there it says Chametz Teafena Bikurim LaHashem. Then that means that this needs to be the Bikurim. But if you've already brought the Minchat Omer from the same thing, how is the Shtei Alechem Bikurim? The only way, therefore, to call both of them Tikurim, Bikurim, Takrivet Minchat Bikurecha, is that there are two types of Bikurim. One, which is the Minchat Bikurim of the Shtei Alechem of Chitim. The earlier one, which is Aviv, that's the Minchat Bikurim, but it's Bikurim from the Seorim. Now, from what I see from here, is that nobody is bringing in this Braita a drasha that it needs to be Karmel or Reshit, says Tosfos as well. Rashi doesn't agree to the Reshit, so Bikurim essentially is Reshit. But in any event, it's certainly not the way that Rabbi Yochanan is learning. I mean, he's saying it says Carmel. None of the Tanoim say that that is the problem over here. Alma Mishum Bikurimu. You see, the problem is specifically because the Torah defines it as Bikurim. You're right, says the Gemara to Yufta. This shows that Rabbi Yochanan's analysis of Carmel was not actually the problem. Okay, so this goes back, of course, to the discussion between Rav Chisda and Rami Bar Chama. So the problem isn't Carmel, the problem would be, therefore, perhaps Bikurim. Or maybe in terms of whether you use older Tvua, maybe Carmel would still be Nogea. In any event, it now turns out that we have three types of Bikurim. So we found that the Korban Omer was called Minchat Bikurecha. We found the Minchat Shtei Alechem was also called Chametz Teafena Bikurim LaHashem. And of course, we also have the actual Bikurim, which is the Bikurim of the Peirot, which is the Chaga Bikurim. So Tznan Hata. Now, moving on to the interrelationship over here, this is a Mishnah in Bikurim. Ein meviim bikurim chutz mishivat haminim. So when you're bringing bikurim, you have to bring bikurim only from Eretz Chita v'Sorah and the remaining minim. This we're going to see. We learn it out from Eretz. It's going to be from Hagzeres Shava. And you should know that when you bring it, it has to be from the fine quality perot of Eretz Yisrael. V'lo mitimarim shebaharim, and not from, even though timarim, of course, is the devash, and that is certainly some of the shivat haminim, but nonetheless, shebaharim, it's not considered to be a mufchar, and we always have to bring mufchar. V'lo miperot sheba amakim. Now, lechor, the tamarim in the amakim are dafka choice. That's Yericho. That's the emek sheba emek. But most understand perot does not mean tamarim. Perot means the tfuah sheba amakim, which of course was also the chita. The sarah is also included. Omar Ula, not only is this a lechatchila don't bring, but even a mehevilo kidesh, even bidiavad, it's not considered to be bikurim. Because bikurim, by definition, means that which stands out as the fresh and new of your field. And this is not bikurim. So mamela, it's not even kodesh bikurim. Yotiv rabba v'komel alash baitza. So rabba was saying this over, that it's not even kodesh b'diavad. Eit v'ravacha barabba l'rabba from the following braita. The Torah says, korban reshit takrivo otam la'ashem v'la mizbeach lo yalu l'reach tichoa. Now this is a reference to the Sa'or v'dvash. It's a reference to the Bikurim. When do you bring dvash? When do you bring fructose to the Mizbeah? Dafka is a korban reshit. And we also have the lashon of the korban reshit, meaning of the chitim, the shtealechem, which is also now fresh. Shtei alechem, you're going to bring chometz, and you bring that as a korban reshit. And that is called, as well, reshit. We already saw, by the way, earlier, a hint of the relationship between them. You don't bring bikurim, meaning the nesachim, are also not able to be brought before the shtei alechem. Here we're finally getting to that sugya. So here it says korban reshit. The pashtut is, this means the shtei alechem has to be reshit l'kol ha'manachot. And we see that when we talk about the actual korbanot that we bring on Chag HaShavuot, so over there it says, Ubiyom HaBikurim Ba'akrivchem Mincha Chadashah LaHashem B'Shavuotechem. There it calls it Chadasha. Now, Ein Le'ela Chadasha Shachitim. So now I understand this to mean that we have it split. We have it split between the Sa'orim. The Omer is Mata the Sa'orim. And I imagine it would be Mata the Sa'orim even for the Menachot. But if I'm bringing now a Korban Mincha that has to be from Chitim, then I have to wait for the Shtei Alechem. But if I want to bring, let's say, a Minchat Kanaut, then I don't wait for the Shtei Alechem. Then I should be able to bring it after the Omer, because the Omer is the beginning of the Mincha Chadasha, so to speak, the Reishis of the Seorin. But that isn't true, because Ein Le'ela Chadasha Shachitim, I indeed would have thought that's true. But how do we know that even Chadasha Shal Seorin Minayin, even a korban that is being brought from the new grain, which is certainly kosher in the stores, and so are the chitim kosher in the stores. We're only talking about in the Beit HaMikdash. So how do we know that in the Beit HaMikdash, even the new sa'orim are not kosher until after the shtei alechem of the lechem, of the chita? Talmud Lomar, the Torah says chadasha twice. Ubiyom ha-bikurim ba-akrivchem mincha chadasha la-Hashem. And in the parsha of the actual Moed in Emor, it says, Ad mimochorat ha-shabbat ha-shevi'it isperu chavishim yom, v'ikravtem mincha chadasha la-Hashem. Nice timing here. So we have two chadashas. How do you explain that? Ime no inyan lechadasha shel chitim, tneu inyan lechadasha shel seorim. Which means that now the mincha chadasha, the shtei alechem, has to be brought before we're able to utilize any type of new grain in the Beit HaMikdash. Now, how do we know that this is true even of the peirot of the bikurim, which lechor have nothing to do with this carbon? Minayin sheteko debet the bikurim. How do we know that just like when it comes to the grain, the other type of grain, the sorim requires the shtei alecha, so too, even when it comes to that you're going to be bringing for your bikurim, you have to wait until you bring the shtei alecha. Talmud lomar, v'chag shavuot ta'aselecha, bikurei ketzir chitim, and this bikurei ketzir chitim is bikurim. I mean, maybe it means dafka bikurei ketzir chitim. Where does it even say the ketzir sorim? Ketzir sorim minayin. Talmud lomar v'chag ha-ketzir bikurei ma'asecha asher tizra basadeh. remember that there's also a different name for the Shavuot Techer, and that is the Chag HaKatzir Bikurei Ma'asecha Asher Tizra Basadeh. Aha, Asher Tizra Basadeh is all things that you planted in the field. That obviously includes any type of grain. Eimi Ela Shetizra? But maybe that's only grain that was planted. How about grain that grows up on its own? Alumi Alehem Inai, Tabalamar Basadeh. That anything at all that is in the Sadeh, otherwise who cares whether it's in the Sadeh? So Bisadeh comes to tell me, everything that is in the Sadeh is also included. And therefore we now know, Chag HaKatzir Bikurei Ma'asecha, for everything, Kol Asher Tizra Basadeh, is also included in this. Now, Ein Li Ela Bisadeh? How do we know minayin l'rabot shebegag, v'shebechurva, v'shebeatzitz, v'shebesfinah? Here's we get to our problem. Because here it says, how do you know that even tvu'a that is growing on a rooftop or in a building that's collapsed? Now, obviously, these are not the highest quality grains, which according to Ula, isn't even Kodesh B'Kedushas Bikurim B'Diavad. And here we're including it in all of the dinim that you're going to bring in Bikurim from. So how do we know it can be Marbe Begag, Ubechurva, or in an Atzit, or growing in a Svina? I mean, all of these things are certainly not the best. Talmud Omar Bikure Kol Asher Be'Artzam. Everything. The kol means whatever is growing. And how do I know that this even includes non-grains? Minayin shtekodemet, even for the nesachim and the perot ha'ilan, so you can't bring the wine from the new grapes until you've brought the shtei alecha. You can't bring your bikurim of your dates before you brought the shtei alecha. Ah, that I know from Gezeirah Shavah. Nemar kan bikurei ma'asecha. So we called Chag HaKatzir Bikurei Ma'asecha. Then we went out to say Asher Tizra Basadeh. So we dash, that means only Tvu'ah. But remember that it also uses that same Lashon by Chag HaSukkot, where it says in the continuation, Ba'as Pechat Ma'asecha Min HaSadeh, in reference to the Chag HaAsif. Now, Mala Alan Nisachinu Perot HaIlan, just like over there, it says, Kol Ma'asecha, and of course, that is the actual time of the Asifa. You're bringing in the Perot at the end of the year. That includes even your Perot Ha'ilan. It's the end of the entire summer. Everything is ready to be brought in there. So, obviously, Sukkot is not a reference to Tvu'ah. It's a reference to all things. So, therefore, just like it says, by the same posik Ma'asecha, so to over here, when it says Bikurei Ma'asecha, it's got to mean that this is the beginning of your Bikurim as well. All right, so now we have a fascinating interrelationship of three types of Bikurim, and they address different levels. So the very earliest Bikurim, which is the Aviv of the Bikurim, addresses the heter of grain Lehediot, and not in the Beit HaMikdash. The next stage of Bikurim, which is the Bikurim of the Chitim, addresses the heter of all grains, both for, we already had the Hedyot, but for the Beit HaMikdash as well, both for Seorim and for Chitim. And then we have the Lashon of Bikurim, which only begins after that, which continues on during the period in which the new Perot are becoming fresh and ready to be brought. Those things are also Nogea, the bringing of the Shtei Alecha. But in any event, what's Nogea? Our Sugya, says the Gemara. Katani, does it not say Mia? Bottom line, it does mention over here a ribli, that even grain that grows on a rooftop, shebegag, v'shebechurva, v'shebeatzitz, v'shebesvina, all of those things are meant to be part of the bikurim. Now, how do you explain that if, according to Ula, it's not even kosher b'diamad? So it's not part of bikurim. What are you mentioning? The bikurim of the things that grow in a churva? You can't even bring the bikurim from the things that grow in the emek, kosher in a churva. No, it says money, you don't understand. The last part of the pasuk wasn't referring to the bikurim. Seifa ata'a leminachot. The end of a year where it says shebegag v'shebechurva. That was going back at the beginning where we were talking about the shtealechem have to be brought before minachot. So there we went to say, and by the way, that's even true about the chitim that grow on the gag. And so on. Their ula didn't say that it's not kosher, because that was only a lechatchila. But over here it defines the word bikurim. I don't have to bring a mincha from bikurim. I bring a private mincha. So there it's saying, but that mincha that you're going to bring from the chitim that grow in the churva, they have to go wreck that too, from the chitim that grow in the churva, that should be brought only after the shtehalech. How could you say it's talking about, please, it's talking about the menachos. It's so obvious that it's not talking about the menachot for the simple reason that it continues on to say, Kol Asher Batzam, which we're darshaning here, to mean everything. That was from the pasuk that we're bringing, what was given to the Matnas Kuna in Pinchas. So Kol Asher Batzam continues on, please listen carefully, Lecha Yihye, Kol Tahar Beveitcha Yochalena. Kol tahar beveitcha yochlena? Is that true? What, a kohen is allowed to bring a mincha home and give it to his wife and his children? Absolutely not. It's a din in zichrei kohuna and only zichrei kohuna. So bishlam, if we're talking about bikurim, that's fine. But how could we be talking about minachot? Matkiv lo ravara barava. Yochi anu dechtiv kol tahar beveitcha yochaloto. How is this kol tahar beveitcha? The minachot? We talk about, according to you, we're claiming minachot. Lezichrei kuhuna udimitachlan, and only lezichrei kuhuna. Omra mesharsha. Hold on, please. Look carefully at the pasuk. First it said, lechoyiyeh. Lechoyiyeh means to you. You were referring over here to Aaron HaKayin with Pinchas and so on. Those are zichrei kuhuna. And then the very next word is, kol tarvavetcha yochaloto. How do you explain the contradiction to pasuk? Forget about the bride. Look at the pasuk and tell me what that pasuk is referring to. You're asking me from a pasuk where you pick and choose the last pieces of the pasuk and two words before you don't ask from. Hakeitzah. So obviously the pasuk itself is being mechalek the various types of elements of bikurim. That's the whole point of the pasuk. So bikurei kol lechoyeh. That means there's partially these bikurim, as we saw, is the shtealechem. That's lechoyeh. Kol tahar beveitcha yochlena. That is a reference to something else. So one is referring to bikurim, that means from the perot, and one is referring to lechoyeh minachot. Rav Ashi says to find that very difficult, to start picking and choosing and take different parts of the pasuk referring to different types of bikurim. I say it's very simple. It's all about minachot, which avoids the problem of ula. That's why it's talking about even chitim that are growing on a rooftop. That's kosher too. For minachos, why not? Why then does it say that you could bring them home to feed? You're forgetting. Have we not been treating lachmei Torah as part of the menachot? Absolutely. What do you mean? We even learned that at the din of Yisaron. We use lachmei Torah as a model, you see. So therefore, are there menachot that you bring home that have the same din as truma? Sure. The truma that's given to the kohen, one lechem out of 10. To 4 total lechamim. So it's talking about lachmei Torah. What's the problem? And that indeed is a mincha that is brought home. And it's kol tahar beveitcha yochlena. Now, lemaisa, this discussion that we've been having here, in which Ula has asserted imevi lo kidesh, and Rav Acha bar Abba has been asking all these questions. How can you say that? What are you going to do with the braita? The fact is that it's actually a famous machloket between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan says that if you bring lower class peirot for bikurim, it's not called bikurim. Imevi lo kidash. It's bechla, not even cut. Rish Lakish omer, no. Why is it any different than being magdish, a lower quality grain from minachot? So says Rish Lakish, imevi kadash, because nase kikachush bekadashim. The Torah says you're supposed to bring mifchar. Suppose you don't bring mifchar? You're telling me it's not a kosher korban? As long as it's not to the point where it's a balmum, or it's a choleh, or it's trembling and so on, but it could be a very thin, worn out animal. So why is it any different? Now, Bishlam Reish Lakish, get on the time. Reish Lakish certainly seems to be, I mean, very straightforward. It's Rabbi Yochanan is the one who's going to need to explain why he says different. Because where do we get the idea that Bikurim has different standards than Kachim in general? Yeah. So Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish, I understand. But El Rabbi Yochanan, my time, explain to me what this is all about. Omar, Rabbi Elazar, I'm the guy to explain that to you. Rabbi Yochanan came to me in my dreams. And if Rabbi Yochanan came to me in my dreams, I know I'm going to be having a good day. And therefore, if I'm going to tell you a svara, it's a svara that even Rabbi Yochanan is going to like. So Rabbi Yochanan chazoy bechalom, that proves miltum alti amina. Omar kra mireshit. The point over here is bikurei kol asher ba'artzam. Then we have over here lakachta mireshit kopri adama. What was the makor? The makor was kopri adama. Doesn't say to bring reshit. It says to bring mireshit. That means you have to select velo kol reshit, and that's not only lakachila because it says me'artzecha. Only the best. Local asher ba'artzecha. So the Torah now repeats the din. You've got to bring the best when it comes to Bikurim. That's a good point. Wow. So Reish Lakish, now I have problems with Reish Lakish. What does Reish Lakish do with the pasuk? Me'artzecha, my Ovid, like, what does he do with that pasuk? Ah, that be boile likiritanya. Rabban Gamliel barabi omer. Ne'emar kan aretz. Ve'ne'emar lahalan aretz. He's saying, it says over here, but it also says Eretz, Chitaus Aurah, Gevin Vitena, Rimon, etc. So Eretz means these minim, which are Shevach of Eretz Yisrael. That's what we learn from Artzecha. The Nema Khan Eretz, Vinema Lalan Eretz, Ma Lalan Shevach Eretz, means the Sheva, Peiroch Nishtapcha Behem Eretz Yisrael, Afkan Shevach Eretz, but you don't bring your peaches to your Bikurim. The Idach, Rabbi Yochanan says, did I tell you I'm not darshing Eretz? I'm darshing me Eretz. Eretz, yes. Eretz is compared to the Eretz of Chita Osora. So I need to know Shivat Haminim. Very good. Now, which quality of the Shivat Haminim? Me Eretz. I have no problem with Reish Lakish's drasha. So, and what will Reish Lakish say about that? Lechora, we have two separate drashas here. The Idach. Eretz, me Eretz, a separate drasha, slow mashmalek. Okay. Now, the problem is that not only do we have an issue with Ula claiming that you need to have the best, and Shebegag v'Shebechurva is not the best, which we explained the way is meaning minachot. The problem is that there's even a contradiction in Braitot about chitim that grow on the Gag. And I'm confused. On the one hand, Tanichoda, Shebegag v'shebechurva v'shebeatzitz v'shebesfina. Uh-oh. This can't be referring to menachot. Mevi v'korei. This has got to be referring to the Bikurim. Bikurim have a din of coming kitavala aretz. And you take the tena v'yadecha. And inichol ifnei Hashem alokecha. And then you read the parsha rami ovid avi and so on. If the Bikurim that you're bringing are not the best Bikurim, and there's something missing in the din, you don't do the Kriya. So now we have a contradiction in a bright. One bright that says, not only are you Mevi Shebegag v'churva, you're Mevi v'korei. V'tani idach, you're Mevi, but you're Eno korei. Now how do you explain those two bright? So Bishlem l'Reish Lakish, I don't have a problem, because according to Reish Lakish, look, Bikurim it is, that's for sure. It may not be the best quality Bikurim. Okay, so it's not the best quality Bikurim, so then I won't be korei, but I'll still bring it, right? Yeah. So, according to Reish Lakish, I don't have a problem. According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's not even Bikurim. Because he held like Ula. That's my problem, you see. But this doesn't make sense according to him. According to Reish Lakish, I can say, look, there's two types of gagim. Gaga gag lo kasha. You could have a gag that is connected to the ground. Meaning it's a gag of a subterranean room. So you dig out a room, you have a mara, very modern, an ecological home, in which there's a gag that's made out of earth. You plant on that gag. Now, I can't say that's going to be now the same as the gag that's on top of a roof, which is low quality. So if you're a gag of a mara, a gag to buy it. So a gag on a bayit is not the best. But it's still Bikurim, so I won't be correct. What about the churva? Churva also I can answer. Churva, churva lo kasha. Kan bechurva avuda. If I have a churva that I plowed, so bring it. What's the nafka mina that it's a churva? So it's a churva. I plowed it, it's ready to be planted, took care of it as if it were a sedeh. That's even the best. Kan bechurva sheina avuda, not the best. Okay, but if I went ahead and brought from it, I would still be mevi, I just wouldn't be korei. Atzitz is also not a problem. There's an atzitz nakuv. Kan benakuv, kan b'sheino nakuv. It doesn't bother me. I have an atzitz nakuv, it draws directly from the earth, and therefore that's even mufchar, and I'll be maybe the kore. Svina is also not a problem to me. Kan b'svina shel eitz, kan b'svina shel cheres. It depends what the svina is made out of. Now you'll note that the direction of all of these answers was always the chiyuv comes first and the ptura comes second. Nakuv eino nakuv. Avudar eino avudar. Eitz v'cheretz. So Tosus says, the point of here is that the eitz would be considered to be the best. And I would be maybe the kore, because the eitz essentially is a plant. So now you have, like every plant, the water is still going to penetrate the eitz. It's able to get its nutrients through the way that the eitz itself is made, with all the capillaries in the eitz, and it will come through the eitz. Masha enkin cheres, if the boat is made out of cheres, then it's like an atzit sheino nakuv. Rashi learns the other way, that cheres is mechalkel, so the water can get through it, and the nutrients can get through it, whereas eitz isn't. Which is certainly not the mashmaut of the Gemara, the way we have it. In any event, all that we're doing is we're making a distinction between higher quality eitz, churva, svina, and so on, and lower quality. That's all very nice according to Reish Lakish. But according to Rabbi Yochanan, it says it's not even Kodesh at all, right? So if it's not even Kodesh at all, here it's only a question of maybe the Kore versus maybe the Einar Kore. How does Rabbi Yochanan explain maybe at all? Why am I maybe? How could I be maybe? Even if I'll make these nafkaminas, the most you could say is that one of them is maybe and the other one is not maybe. Maybe certainly can't say maybe in a kurim. It's not mufchar according to him. It's bechlal not bikurim. It's not an afkamita between kriya and non-kriya. So how do you explain this? I leave it to Rabbi Yochanan. Says him, or you don't. It's not explainable according to Rabbi Yochanan. It happens to be that it's a machloket tanaim, and Rabbi Yochanan is going like the other man, the Amar. So Rabbi Yochanan holds tanoihi. It's a machloket tanaim, the tanya, shebegag veshebechurva. Mevi vikore shebatzitz veshebisvina eno mevi kolikar. So in other words, we have over here a man Yomar who says that Gag and Churva, yes, the Gag and Churva over there, if you're talking about the Gag, which is on a Mara, that's regular land. If you're talking about a Churva, that's Avuda, that's regular land. But if it's lower quality, even if it's at a flower pot or a Svina, you're not maybe at all. That's stuffed the way I hold. It's not Kodesh as Bikurim. Therefore, it works out very well. It's Reish Lakish that makes sense according to everybody. According to me, it's Machloket Tanaim. Continues the Mishnah. So the Mishnah says, here's the best place to bring it. A Maisa would be kosher, but Kacha Yumeviim. And so, once we mention that it's Bar, only min hamufchar. So here comes along the Gemara to bring a very cute medrash that's nogea, the inyan of the yichud of things that are mufchar in a place where all the best is over. When Moshe Rabbeinu came along to do his otot for Paro, so the two leading mechashrim in Hagra, one of them was called Yuchana, the other one was called Mamre, they were standing over there. They tell Moshe, what are you out of your mind? Tevena tamachnis lo frayi. You're bringing more grain into the grain center of the world. Can you imagine bringing artichokes to the artichoke capital of the world? What are you bringing more kshafim? I mean, this is like the center of kishuv. You're bringing in more kishuv. Omar lohu, so Moshe says, you know what people say? Amri inche lamata yarka yarka shkol. If you want to sell your cucumber, where do you go? certainly not going to go to Machane Yehuda. Everybody's selling their cucumbers at Machane Yehuda. So by your shita, I shouldn't go to Machane Yehuda to sell my cucumbers. You go to the place of cucumbers to sell cucumbers. If I'm bringing something as idiotic as kshafi, which is what you believe, I have to bring it to a place where there's buyers of stupidity, which are you guys. It's a beautiful stuff. I'm going to bring it to intelligent people. Tananata. Shomrei sefichim bashvi'it notlin tzicharan mitrumat ha-mishka. Romelei rami barchomel rechista. Tznan shomrei sefichim bashvi'it notlin tzicharan mitrumat ha-mishka. V'raminu the Torah darshits perot ha-aretz lachem lo'ochla v'lo l'sreifa. How are we going to put it on the Mizbeach? What are you talking about? Rachmana Omar, l'cha l'dorotechem. The Torah tells you it's got to be done l'dorotechem. But no, you have a better idea. Tipatel. I never said that. I said, don't bring from Shvius. Bring it from last year. Bidashtakad. What do you mean, said Rav Chisda? You need Carmel? Valeka. I said not to bring it from Carmel. Bring it from Carmel, the Ashtakad. No, Amar Akra, Carmel Takriv. It has to be Carmel B'Sha'at Akrava, and that, Valeka. Itmar, Rabbi Yochanan Omer Carmel Takriv. Rabbi Elazar, that's not the issue. The issue is Reishit Ketzircha. If you're going to bring from yesteryear, Reishit Ketzircha, it's Sof Ketzircha, but it's Lo Sof Ketzircha, the Torah says. Motiv Rab, V'im Takriv Minchat Bikurim. This is a reference in Minchat Omer, Akatuv Midaber. And Mihechani Ba'a Minas Sa'orim. Why Minas Sa'orim? Ata Omer Minas Sa'orim. Oena ela minachitin. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Ne'amar Aviv b'Mitzrayim v'Ne'amar Aviv l'Dorot. Ma Aviv Amor b'Mitzrayim Sa'orim. Af Aviv Amor l'Dorot Eino Ba'ala Minas Sa'orim. Rabbi Akiva Omer Matzino Yachid Shemevi Chovato Minachitin Umevi Chovato Minas Sa'orim. Af Tzibur Mevi Chovato Minachitin Umevi Chovato Minas Sa'orim. But according to what you're saying, if you're suggesting, Imata Omer, Shom Omer Bamin Achitim, Ein Lomatzir Tzipor Shmevi Chovato Min Asorim, Dabar Acher. Imata Omer, Omer Bamin Achitim, Ein Shte Alechem Bikurim, Alma Mishum Bikurim. That's the problem. Tiyuft. Tzanat Amin Mivim Bikurim Chutz Bishivat Aminim, Even Bishivat Aminim, Lo Bitmarim Shebarim, Valomi Perot Shebe Amakim. Omar Ula Im Hevi Lokidesh. Yati Rabba Bekamala Lashmaitita, Eitve Ravaka Baravala Rabba. Korban Reshit, Shite Reshit, the Kolaminachot. Vichenu Omer, Bakrifchem Mincha Kadashala Hashem, Beshvuotechem. Eli Ela Kadashasha Chitim, Kadashasha Seorim Minai. Talmud lomar chadasha, imenu inyin lechadasha shachitim, tzeyu inyin lechadasha shasaorim. Uminayin shtei kodemet lebikurim, talmud lomar vechag shvot tase lecha bikurei ktsir chitim. Eda lebikurei ktsir chitim, ktsir saorim minayin, talmud lomar vechag akatsir bikurei maasecha shetizra basade, emi yela shetizra, how about alume aleihem minayin, Talmud Omer Basade, Eli Ela Basade, Minayin LeRabot Shebegag, V'Shebechurva, V'Shebeatzit, V'Shebesvina, Talmud Lomar Bikurei Kol Asher Beyartzam. Minayin Shitei Kodemet Even L'Nesachim En Perot Ha'ilan, Ne'amar Kan Bikurei Ma'asecha, V'ne'amar La'alam Baichag HaSukkot, Bo'ospechat Ma'asecha Menasade. Ma'al La'alam, it's total Asifa, Nesachim, Perot Eilan, Afkan, Nesachim, Perot Miulian. Okay, well, what's important to me is, Katani Mia Shebegag, Shebechurva, Shebeatzitz, Veshebesvina, and it's kosher lebikurim. No, that part is going back on Minachot. Matki Florevada Barava, Iochi Ane Dichtiv, Kol Tohor Bevetcha Yochaloto. If we're referring to Minachot, how could it be Kol Tohor Bevetcha Yochaloto? It's only eaten with the Zikrei Kuna. Omer, Mishar, Shetrei Kroi Ktivet. And then it continues on to say, Kol Torah v'chayo chalato. Is it lecha, meaning zichrei kahuna, or is it kol tahor? Okay, so, kan v'bikuri, which can be eaten by even nashim uktanim of Beitcha, and kan v'menachot. Rav Ashi amar kule v'menachot. Sefer Ikra is atan alach me todah. Now, this whole thing is really a machlokas, ula's din. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, maybe lo kidesh, that's like ula. Rish Lakish Amar, no, he may be kadash. Because it's no different than kachush of an animal for kachush. So Bishlam and Rish Lakish is very clear, clear on my time. But where does Rabbi Yochanan get the dinner that's been akiv my time? Omar Rabbi Elazar, ah, I am your man. Rabbi Yochanan Chazoy Bechalom, I know that milta mal yata amina. Omar krom mi reshit v'lo ko reshit. Me artzecha v'lo kol artzecha. V'resh lokish hai mi artzecha mayavid le. Mi boi le le kidetanya. Rabbi Gamliel bar Rebbe omer, ne'emar kan aretz, ne'emar lahalan aretz. Ma lahalan sheva ha aretz, meaning the sheva perot, so to over here by bikurim, sheva ha aretz. And Rabbi Yochanan says, well, of course, I wasn't talking about Eretz. I was talking about May Eretz. Two separate yukim. Eretz, May Eretz. V'idach, Eretz, May Eretz. So Mashmal is two separate Russia. Tani Chada. There's also in Machloket, in the Braita itself, about Shebegag v'Shevechurva. So one Braita says, Shebegag v'Shevechurva v'Shebeatzit v'Shebesvina mevi, and you're even correct. So at least according to Rish Lakish, who holds that it's kosher, b'diavad, so you could say gaga, gaga, lokasha. One is a gaga of a mara, which is high quality. One is a gaga of a bite, which is low quality. And therefore, mevi, but ain't no kore. Same thing with kurva. Kurva, kurva, lokash, kan b'kurva, avuda. Kan b'kurva, which is low quality, she'ina avuda. Atzitz, atzitz, lokasha, kan b'nakuv. Kan b'shein no naku. Svina, svina lo kasha. Kan b'svina shel eitz. Kan b'svina shel kasha. But according to Yochanan, what am I bringing? I'm bringing and I'm not being kare. I'm bringing something that's not even bikurim. What am I bringing it for? So according to Yochanan, kasha. Says Rabbi Yochanan, it's really makhloka tana'im. The tanya shebegag v'shebekurva may be bikore. Because that is indeed mufchar. But Shebatzitz v'Shevsvina will never be Mufchar, and therefore Eino may be Koliker. That's my Shita. V'kulan inan ba'ot ela mina Mufchar. Amri la Yuchana umamri la Moshe. Teben atamachnis lofraim. Omar lei, listen, Amri inchi lamata yarka yarka shkol. I'm bringing la creme de la creme of the Kishuv to you idiots.
That was the recording from the 12th cycle, today's Daf Yomi. Here is the recording of the previous cycle, cycle number 11 of the equivalent Daf. Quite a different ambience, quite a different attendance. You may like to review the Daf with it, or perhaps use it as your actual initial learning. Enjoy. It's not awesome.
Okay, so we're holding on that Pei Dalet Amud Aleph by the two guys. Tnan Hos, Shomrei Sfechin B'Shvit, Notlin Secharan Mitrumat HaLishka. So it says in Shkolin that they used to have to appoint people to watch the grain that grew by itself so that it would be available to bring the Omer from. And in order to, if you wanted to have the grain, of course you had to make sure that the poor people wouldn't come, or animals wouldn't come to eat it. Otherwise, where were we going to get the grain?
So then, they
grew by themselves? Yeah. Mm-hmm. So that svichim were watched over by special people that were appointed by Besdin. And those people were paid for the Trumas Avishka, because this was part of the money that needed to be given towards the Hakrava Sa'ina. Ramina, so Rami Bar Chomos, Rav Chista, Tnan shemitzich b'shviz netzich choron mitrumas halishka. How could it be that we pay people to take care of the parents of shviz and then we're going to bring them on a mizbeah? Doesn't the Torah say lo'ochla that the parents of shviz should dafka be for achila? Well, all this reifa, and if you're going to bring it as the omer, it turns out you're going to be burning it. So how can you burn the omer? Omalei Rachman, Amalach l'dorotichem. I understand what you're saying. The Torah says that the chiyuv of the omer is the doraisechem, which means at all times, even during shmita. V'at amriti batel. What are you saying? You're saying that we should be mevatel with the omer because of lo'ochla v'lo l'sreifa. Omalei, so Rami told him, what do you mean? I'm not saying tevatel. All I'm saying is that we just learned, Nika mina ana tevatel. Did I say anywhere we should be mevatel it? All I said was that laisei mida eshtaka. Where does it say it has to be dafka from this year? We could bring it from last year's tefuah. Because after all, that's what we said. That's that. Okay, understand, the mitzvah. And so, well, why can't I bring him eshtaka? So he told him, because Beina Carmel. Forget about the din of Chadosh, which we said, okay, we understand that there's the mitzvah and there's the yikuva. But there's another din that has to be roi for the Eimer by being Carmel. And we said Carmel means Kar V'mal, or the Kar Zmole, that it's fresh. So if it's Carmel, then we don't have Carmel. Said Rami to him, why don't we have Carmel? Laitse Carmel da'ashtaka. Bring last year's Carmel grain. Who says it has to be now, Carmel? Omar Kra, Carmel Takri. Bina Carmel b'shas hakrava v'leka. Because it's not at the time of the Ketzira that it has to be fresh. Instead, it has to be b'shas hakrava fresh. And if you bring b'shalash takad, it's not b'shas hakrava. Idma. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says the reason that you can't bring b'dash takad is indeed because of Carmel. Rabbi Elazar Omer, because it says Reshit Ktircha, that means that it has to be the beginning of the Ketzir, not the soap for the Ketzir. If you're going to bring last year, then bring it in now for the Yomer, so it's going to be the end of last year's Ketzir. Motiv Rabba, V'im Takriv Minchat Bikurim. So this bright that says like this, the Pasuk Minchat Bikurim is a reference to the Minchas Ha'Emer. The Minchas Ha'Emer HaKatuv Medaber. This actually, we've had this entire sugya before. The Mincha Zomer is brought Minasaorim. Ataomer Minasaorim, Aedomer Minachitim. How do you know it means Minasaorim? So Rabbi Eliezer, Omer Neemar Aviv Mitzrayim, Neemar Aviv Dorot. The Aviv that it says over here by the Intakrib Mincha Zikurim is similar to the Aviv by Mitzrayim where it says the Feresh that the Saorim were Aviv. So it must be that Aviv is a reference to Seirah. Rabbi Akiva says it's more fundamental than that. We know that the Korbanos HaYochid VaTzibur are parallel to each other. The Yochid brings his favor Minachitim, that's normal for Minchas Feiteh. And there's also a chayva, namely the minchas kanos, is brought minasori. Va'atzibur meivichovato minachitin meivichovato minasori. Im ata omer minachitin lo matzin atzibur shemeivichovato minasori. There's only one place where the Torah leaves open and doesn't define precisely what it is that you have to bring, and that is the case of minchas bikurim. It must be that this minchas bikur, which is the minchas ha'emer, has got to be Minas Olim in order to maintain the parallel between the Yochid and the Tzibur. Davar Acher, Imata Omer, Omer Ba Minachitim, Ein Shtei Alechem Bikurim. Furthermore, if you're going to taina that it comes from the Chitim, then how could the Shtei Alechem be Bikurim? Because after all, we've already brought Minha Bikurim. We've already brought Minachitim. Therefore, this has got to be Minas Olim. Alma, so what do you see from there? That the basis of not being able to bring the Miyashtakad is Gufa from Bikurim. In other words, you see from here that the Lashon of Bikurim means that it has to be the beginning of the Gitzira, and not because of Carmel, because both, remember, are called Bikurim. So if that's the case, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan, Rashi learns that the problem over here is, it seems that Rabbi Yochanan, who taina that we darsh the Omer from Carmel, is wrong. Whereas Rabbi Eliezer, who taina that it's Mireishis HaKotzir, that's okay, because Reishis HaKotzir is the equivalent of Bikurim. But Tosfos taina that it's a question on both of them. Because Reishis Ktircha, we don't need it. It says the Lashon of Bikurim itself, and Rabbi Yochanan is saying Bikurim. So it isn't really the same drasha, not on either of them. We learn in Mesachas Bikurim that you can only bring the Bikurim from Shivas Aminim, and furthermore, it has to be the finest of the Peres. So you cannot bring from dates that grow in the mountains, because grapes, dates grow better in the Amakim. And not from the other fruits that are not benefited by growing in very hot areas. Those you should bring from Hori. Notice you have to choose for each mean the best type of fruit. Now this sounds like it's a lakatkila, but Omar Ula of the Inevi Vokidesh. Ula says a tremendous finish that even if you brought the Avad, these Peres, and were magdish them as Bikurim, they wouldn't be Kurdish. Yotzi Rabba Bekamel Elashmai, so Rabba was saying over this minor, and Ravaka Barabba is on Rabba from the following verse. It says, Korban Reishis, Shetei Reishis, L'chol HaMenachot. So first, we start off not talking about the Klal Bikurim, we're talking about the Shtei Alecha. And there it says korban reishis. It should be the reishis from an office. V'cheinu omer v'hakrivchem mincha chadashah l'Hashem b'shvuotechem. Now, reishis v'kol an office, you could think, means ein li'ela chadashah shofitim. Maybe this means dafka, that these should be the new, bringing, in other words, if I'm bringing an office in the Beis HaMikdash, I cannot bring an office of chitim until I bring the Shtei Alechem of this year. How about Menachos Seorim? Somebody wants to bring him in for Skanos. Does he have to wait until the Shtei Alechem, which is itself not brought from Seorim? Does he have to wait until the Shtei Alechem is brought in order to bring, that's brought from Kitim, in order to bring the Seorim? So Chadash Kiminfash Seorim Inayim, Talmud Lomar, Chadasha, Chadasha. Therefore, the Torah repeats Chadashah, because we have Bakrivchem Mincha Chadashah, and we also have Yikravchem Mincha Chadashah. So one is Chadashah to the Pashas, the Chadashah of the min that it's being brought from, in other words, from the Chitim. And the other one is to tell me that even in the Beis HaMikdash, the Seirim also have to be brought Dafke after that Rava of the Shtei HaLechem. So Kadosha Kadosha Neno Inin the Kadosha Shachitim Tneu Inin the Kadosha Shel Seorim Uminai Shtei Kodemes LeBikurim. How do we know that even for other things, and don't bring Bikurim until you've brought the Shtei Alechem? Talmud Lomar V'Chag Shivuot Ta'aselecha Bikurei Ketzir Chitim. Now, this would mean, in other words, that if you have Chitim growing somewhere, that you can't make the chitim, set those chitim aside as bikurim, and now bring them if you hadn't brought the Shtei Alechem first. But maybe that's dafka bikurei ktir chitim. How about if you have seorim? Those seorim could be brought for bikurim. Ktir seorim inayin. Talmud Lomar v'chag ha-katsir bikurei ma'asecha asher tizrav asadeh. So whatever it is, bikurei ma'asecha, whatever you plant, whatever is a ruach. Amy Elisha Tizra, okay, so maybe that's after the ones that you planted. How about Olume Aleihem Minai? How about if they grew on their own? Maybe over there it's not Asher Tizra. So there's no limitation of the Korbanos on Karka Shavuot. Talmud Omar Basadeh, even if it's in the field. Amy Ela Basadeh, Minayin Lerabot Shebegag Veshebechurva Veshebeatzit Veshebasvina. And this is problematic, because over here it's telling us that even if you have things that are not in the best place, Right, so they're okay, so they grow on top of a roof. They go, that's certainly, I mean, you're talking about tomorrow, Shabbari, being possible for the Avad, according to Ula. And here it's telling me, no, there's no pagam in bringing it from such peiros, but there's a chiyah that you have to bring the shtei halachim first. So how do I know that even for such peiros, you have to bring the shtei halachim first? That I know from the extra pasuk, Tamid Lomar, Bikurei Kol Asher Biartzechem. Okay, this is in terms of chitim and saurim. Minayin Shtei Kodemes V'Nesachim L'Peiros Ha'ilah. How do I know that Lagabi the other Bikurim, which are brought from the other Shiva Saminim, and Lagabi Nesachim, that I'm going to be bringing wine stamped for my Korbanos. How do I know that those two I have to have from the first, from the Shtei Alechem, before I can bring from the Chadash? Ne'emar kan Bikurei Ma'asecha, v'ne'emar lahalan bos b'chaz Ma'asecha v'natzadeh. You notice that the same lotion, Ma'asecha, appears by Chag HaSukkos. And by Chag HaSukkos, Chag HaOsif, it's talking about the things that normally come during the Osif. Ma'al ha'alam nesachim u'perot ha'ilan, that's the zman that I'm Ma'aseh. Ha'afkar nesachim u'perot. So too must we say, Lagabi, the Shtei Alechem, it's a reference even to nesachim u'peros, because it says the same lotion of Ma'asecha basadeh. In any event, it katanimia, shebegag, v'shebekurva, shebertzitz, v'shebesvina. How are you going to explain away, if you hold like Ula, that there's no problem of bringing bikurim from a gag and a kurva? No, Ula will say, seifa asa'on l'minachot. That part isn't a reference. Remember that the Tana had begun discussing what to do Lagabi minchas chitim, then lagabi minchas orim. Then we said, okay, what about lagabi bikurim? Then we said, oh, but what about bikurim shebegag shebechotzer? But we never said what about bikurim. We just said what about begag shebechotzer and so on. So actually, that kasha was going back on the question of menorchas. Now, by menorchas, it doesn't say that it's not kodesh and not. There's obviously been a mufchar by all in yonim of kodesh. But Kodesh that is in Mufka, somebody who will bring, let's say, a lower class animal, will be Makish, is certainly going to be Kodesh, if it isn't, doesn't have an actual psul. So year two also, for a Mincha, it would be kosher if I brought Shebegag v'Shebechurva. So there, we were actually switching back to the earlier Inyan. Maybe indeed, there's an Inyan that the things that are growing in the field that I'm going to bring the Shtei Alechem from, indeed I cannot bring for a Mincha, not for Bikurim, but for a mincha before the Shtei Alechem. But how about things that anyway I wouldn't be bringing the Shtei Alechem from? Maybe those things that you bring as a mincha before the Shtei Alechem. Kamash Malamed, even for that, for a mincha. Nobody even suggested Bikurim, because Bikurim, of course, Ariba the Rula, wouldn't even be kosher, Shebegag or Shebechurva. I don't need a pasuk to tell me that I have to wait until the Shtei Alechem. Fine. Machiva Ravada Barava, how can you say such a thing? We're darshaning, remember, the whole point that we're darshaning is Bikurei Kol Asher Ba'artzachem, correct? We asked, Minayin L'Rabot Shebegag V'Shebechurva V'Shebe'atzitz V'Shebe'svina. And we answered from Parshas Terach, Bikurei Kol Asher Ba'artzachem. The problem is that if you take a look right there in Parshas Terach, what's the continuation? Kol Tahor Bezeitcha Yochlenu. Now, certainly you can't say kol tahor shebetcha yochlenu, but talking about menachas, can an eishes kohen eat a karban mincha? No, it's only zichrei kuhuna. So e menachas, it's zichrei kuhuna. The misachlin kol tahor b'vaysa has got to be referring to other things like bikurim. But don't try to tell me that I'm darshaning a pasuk about menachas, which is clearly not talking about menachas. Rav Misharsha, now hold on a second, says Rav Misharsha. Let's not jump the gun over here. The truth is that there's two separate inyanim over there in Korach. Mamish, it says, L'chayiyah. And then it says, Kol Tahor Shebetcha Yochlenu. Now, I mean, is that a contradiction? L'chayiyah means dafka to you, meaning as Aaron, Zichrei Kuhuna. And then it's saying, Kol Tahor Shebetcha. So obviously, the parashah is referring to two separate issues. Ha Pesach, Kan De Bikurim, come be menachot. There are two separate elements over here. And that we were darshaning from the Bikurei Kol Asher Ba'atzichem was a reference to Menachos and not to Bikurei. Ravashi says, you don't even have to say it goes back to Bikurei. It could be talking about Menachos anyway. Because remember, there are Menachos that are eaten by everybody in a sense. Save it for us in the Lachmei Torah. Because the Trumas of Lachmei Torah is normal than a Truma. They're eaten by Kol Shebebeitcha. The whole Mishpacha can eat that. So even if it's a reference to Menachos, it's not a contradiction. You don't have to have the pocket going back between Bikurim and Menachos. Now the truth is the Maimer of Ula is befrugt. It is a subject of a Machlokas. This is a lashon that we use when we're talking about a Machlokas Amaroyim. When we talk about a Machlokas Tanoim, we say Tanoim. It is befrugt. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, in Hevi Lo Kiddush. So Rabbi Yochanan indeed said the same shita as Ula, that if you bring Menachos from Tmorim Shebaharim, it's not Kodesh. Actually, Bikurim from Tmorim Shebaharim, it's not Kodesh. Resh Lakish Amar, in Hevi Kodesh. Lamaise, if you bring it, Bidi Avad, it's certainly Chal, because Nasek Kachush B'Kodeshim, it's no different than bringing an animal that is Kachusha. Fine, you're not supposed to. You're supposed to bring Mukhtar, but if that's what you bring, so you're also be Chal Kedush on it. Now, Bishlam Resh Lakish, Kiryon Matayna, Resh Lakish says it's Sfara, and it's perfectly reasonable. Why should it be different, the Din of Chalais Kedesh, on Bikurim than on any other thing in Kedesh? But what's Rabbi Yochanan Sfar? Rabbi Yochanan, my time. Omar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yochanan Chazoi B'chalma, Milsa Mal Yasa Amina. I saw Rabbi Yochanan come to me in a dream, which is a riot that I've said something beautiful. And Rashi says elsewhere, somebody gives a svara for Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan would come to him in a dream to give him a yashukar, so to speak. So if I saw Rabbi Yochanan, I'm telling you, there's a good pshat. What did I say? I said the pshat is, Omar Kro, mi reishis velo kol reishis, mi artzicha velo kol artzicha. The point is that Rabbi Yochanan says, it says in the pasuk mi reishis, and it also says mi artzicha. So mi reishis, Kapstani, don't bring all of the minim. In other words, which ones are left? Bring the ones. Then a mishivas haminim. And mi artzicha says even further to be mamaya. Not only do you not bring all of your pears for bikurim, but even the ones that are artzicha, in other words, the eretz chita saira and so on. Even those only bring some of them. Those which are mufchar, but which aren't mufchar, you can't bring. So in other words, the definition of where there is the chiyav of bikurim bichlal already cuts out shebaharim. So how could you bring it? I mean, it would be like bringing a chaya for a carbon. I mean, I got to say the kedusha is chal on the chaya. It's not the min that is chayav in bikurim bichlal any more than bringing a peach. Would be chal b'di'evet. I mean, you don't say I'm not supposed to bring peaches, but it'll be chal. Resh Lakish, hay me'artzecha mayavid like. L'chera, Resh Lakish has got to explain how is it then that the Torah has further limited the min of the Gurim. What does he do with the pasuk? He says, no, that's not what that pasuk is coming to tell me. That pasuk, he says, we boil the kitatani. He says, it's a price that says what we do with that pasuk. Namely, Rabbi Gamliel bar Rebbe Yomer, Ne'emar kan Eretz, Ne'emar la'alon Eretz. We find the lashon of Eretz, Chita v'Saira, is this marker for the Shiva Samina. So just like it says Eretz over here, Ma'alon Shevach Eretz, Hakan Shevach Eretz. And it's the same way that it's talking about over there, being B'Shabeach Eretz Yisrael, with these Peres. So too over here, it's telling me the peres that you're supposed to bring from the Shivas Haminim. That is supposed to be Meshuvah. Fine. But it's not, it's not defining out a whole class of peres. It means bring high quality peres. V'ida, what does Rabbi Yochanan say? Rabbi Yochanan says, that's true. I wasn't darshaning Eretz, my dear friend. I was darshaning May Eretz. And that May Eretz tells me not only that it should be Mufchar, but that the Chiyav is not on all of the Peres of Eretz Yisrael, not on all of the Shiva Saminim. V'ira, Eretz, me Eretz l'mash malay. Resh Lakish doesn't derish the extra men. Now, Tony Chola, Shebegad, Shebechurba, Shebeatzitz, Shebesvida, mevi v'korei. The Tanya Idak, mevi v'ino korei. So, one Brisa says that the din is that if you bring Peres for Bikurim from Gag and Churva and so on, you actually not only bring it, but you're Kore Mikra Bikurim. And one Brisa says you're not Kore Mikra Bikurim, but you still bring it. So Bishlema Reish Lakish, who says that you could be Mavi from these Peres, he has no problem with these two Brises, because he could say, look, Gaga Gag Lokasha, why would I be not Kere in certain cases of Gag? Hava Gag the Mara, Hava Gag the Bayit. It depends where the Gag is. In other words, it's shayek to say that if you're maybe the Kere, you're maybe the Kere from the quality areas of these things that are included in the general Hava, and where you're not Kere, it's because it's not included really in what you're supposed to be, maybe even according to me, if it's the Gag of a bias, then already it's not Kol Asher B'Yartzecha. If it's a Churva, if it's not a Churva Avuda, so Kam the Churva Avuda, if it isn't a Churva Avuda, it's also not Mi'Artzecha. It's not something that anybody was to react to planting. The Kam the Churva She'ena Avuda. Atzitza, Atzitza, Lakasha, Kam the Nekuva, Kam the She'ena Nekuva. And clearly, that already tells us that the din of here that we're referring to maybe would only be the Rabbonah. Because nobody holds that a churva, an atzitz, shenu nokuv, would be chayev bibikurim and just wouldn't be maybe. It doesn't have an einan, a kuvet b'chlal doesn't have a din of me'artzecha. So okay, this could be in all of these things over here. That's all Reish Lakish is saying. It's okay. There's some darga in which once the Rabbonin gave it a din of chiyav regarding maestros and so on. So we also, if you set it aside, bring it. Just don't treat it like Bikurim Lagabi Kriya. Same thing by Svina. Svina. Svina Lakash Kam Svina Shal Eitz. A Svina Shal Eitz is the same thing as an Otzi Chain on Akuv. It isolates the Peres from the ground. Mashenkin is Svina Shal Cheres. Is Nakuv. Because it allows directly the it's porous completely. Yes, that doesn't matter, but ultimately it's yonic from the karka.
And the seal would that be by Mercy?
No. We're talking, of course, in Israel. It doesn't even have to be on the water, it's just a question of what you're growing it in.
Yes,
the Kinneret. And the Kinneret is Israel. Ella, the Rabbi Yochanan, according to Rabbi Yochanan, the whole thing doesn't make sense. Because what's it shayach? I mean, he said that it's not shayach to be Bikurim at all. What's the difference whether it's an avuda or an avuda? Says Rabbi Yochanan, Enochinan, Tanoim, it's a machlokas Tanoim. I'm going according to Elam on the Yoma. The Tanya, Shebegad, Shebechurva, Mevi, Vekore, Shebatit, Shebasvina, Eno, Mevi, Kol Ika. So in other words, there are, in fact, Tanoim who say that there's Bechlal no din of Avo, and I will learn that the din of Tamorim, Shebaharim, is no different than that. So that there's no Avo at all, because the Torah was B'mayit. The Chulan Einan Bo'ot Ela Min HaMufchar, Hamer LeYuchan U'mamer LeMoshe. This, back in Eretz Mitzrayim, when Moshe Rabbeinu began to do his first little tricks to Paro, Paro made fun of the whole thing. So he had his chief mechashvim, who were Yuchanan and Mamre. They were the ones who made the biggest problems by Kriyas Yam, so they escaped from the Yam. So Yuchanan and Mamre, they were the head of Hogsworth at that time. There were still a couple of the original builders. So they kind of to Moshe Tevin hatamachlis la'afarim. I understand, you're bringing more Tevin into Afarim. Afarim, this was a city, some of the Afari years, but it was a city in which they had tour from all over the world. So you're bringing more. We don't have enough. This town is completely made from Chufrim, where the Chufrim center of the world, but you're bringing in a cheap trick into
called the new council.
So they called the new council, exactly. Exactly, perfect. Thank you. Amar Lahus, and Moshe Rabbeinu says to them, I said, what's your problem? Amre, in Shilam Mata Yarka, Yarka Shko. People say, if you're trying to open up a garment business, you go to the garment center. What are you going to find? More garments in the garment center. That's the place where everybody comes for business. So I'm bringing in your business. What do you want?
What is this doing?
Because the Mishnah is talking about the place where you get the mufra from. That's very cute to find. And there's Moshe apparently played along with them, which lends credence to the approach that it really was a trick.
You pulled them in, sucked them in.
You sucked them in, and then you smashed them. But they really all believe that it's the kind of trick that they can do. Fine. So you create the competition, everybody's coming out to them. So what's the latest Bush Aaron demonstration on you? And then when he gets them, they get very nervous. That's fellow teaming.